It isn't long before Wesley returns holding a bundle of cloth. He spreads it out on the table, and I realize what it is. It's a skimpy, lacy French maid outfit.
What the fuck?
It's your uniform. Go ahead and try it on. Mike smirks. I grimace before rising from my seat. If this is the kind of weird shit he wants me to do, then I'll play along. I'm not going to pretend to like it, though. I'm just here to collect my paycheck. I've just got to focus on the fat payout at the end of this. I pull off my shirt, letting the warm air caress my dense, athletic physique. The firelight casts shadows across my smooth skin, highlighting the curvature of my muscles. Mike and Wesley both comb their eyes up and down my build as I drop my pants, revealing the fat bulge in my underwear.
Not bad, Mike whispers to himself.
I ignore him and grab the dress, feeling the cool, soft silk run over my fingers. While slipping into the garment, I can't help but savor the feeling of the supple, dainty fabric against my skin. It feels almost like it was tailored specifically for someone with my build. As I look down at my thick, hairy legs poking out from beneath the slutty skirt, a strange feeling washes over me. I feel pretty.
You look great.
Wesley stares at my pecs, admiring how the dress cups them like a pair of boobs.
Yes, this suits you.
Mike skims his eyes over my exposed arms.
Thanks, I guess.
I feel myself blushing.
Hey, Taylor, could you do me a favor?
He scoots his seat back and stretches his legs out. Could you give me a foot rub? It's been a long day and I could use it.
Seriously?
My mouth hangs open while I just stare at him.
Yes, rub my fucking feet!
A strange sense of aggression flares up in his eyes, causing me to recoil slightly. Something about this guy is intense. Part of me fears disobeying him, while another part of me craves his approval. It's like simultaneous positive and negative motivation. I've never felt anything like this before. My legs begin moving forward, taking slow, unsteady steps while the skirt flutters around my thighs. I can see the outline of my bulge poking from the dress. This is so embarrassing. He looks me up and down as I stand before him. I avert my eyes, slowly lowering my body to the floor and kneeling at his feet.
Yeah, just like that.
His voice is calm and confident.
I reach out and grip his foot, removing his shoe and resting his heel in my lap. I stare at his sock, hesitating before slipping it off. The sole of his foot is long and smooth with a gentle pink hue. His toes are soft and rounded, and his nails are perfectly trimmed. I've never been into feet, but I can't help admiring the long curvature of his arch. There's a sort of elegance here, something I've never noticed about another guy's feet before.
Go ahead. Give it a rub.
Mike looks thoroughly amused by this shameful display. I begin kneading my thumbs into his calloused flesh, pressing firmly while moving up and down. His pale skin seems to glow with an ethereal shine in the dim firelight. My eyes begin to glaze over. I can't look away. The elongated, flawless pad of his foot feels so thick and warm against my small fingers. It's hard to explain, but this almost feels nice. Firm and slow. Take your time. His deep voice echoes in the chamber while Wesley watches. As I work my way down to his heel, I notice something odd. There's a damp bodily scent in the air. It's his sweat. His feet have a heavy scent that seems to swirl around me, gradually drowning me in the perfume. It makes me gag at first, but with each breath, my body acclimates to it. In fact, maybe it's not so bad after all. It reminds me of the locker room back at school. It's the scent of masculine athleticism.
Do you like it, Taylor?
Wesley watches intently, his cheeks lightly flushed.
Do you like touching his feet?
I guess so.
My voice quivers.
You're doing a great job.
I'm pleased.
Mike leers down at me with a twisted mix of disdain and delight. His words cause my heart to flutter. I'm not sure why, but it feels good to make him happy. He's so powerful, and part of me just wants his approval. I want him to like me.
I'm glad.
I continue working his flesh, savoring the warmth of his skin.
Lick it.
Mike folds his arms and smirks.
What?
Fucking lick it.
I just stare at his foot for a moment, my mind going blank. I'm not going to lick another dude's foot. But if I want to do a good job here, I'll have to. He said it himself. I can leave if I want, but I won't. There's a feeling inside me right now that I don't understand.
The shadow of that vile penis statue looms over us as I slowly raise his foot to my face. My wet pink tongue extends, and I begin leaning forward. I can't believe I'm doing this. What the fuck is wrong with me? My tongue makes contact with his soul, causing a metallic, salty taste to assault my taste buds. That dirty scent pushes its way into my lungs as I breathe. This bizarre combination of scent and smell, it's causing me to feel strange. My muscles relax and my pulse begins to slow. My tongue moves from his heel, up to his toes, and back down again. Saliva begins pooling in my mouth. I'm drooling for him. He tastes good. I'm starting to feel so dizzy. What's happening to me?
Yeah, that's a good boy. Mike slides a hand between his legs and begins rubbing while a visible bulge forms. My sissy foot boy.